Hi, my name is Paul Boag, and I'm going to be your tutor on an upcoming course about persuasion. Of course, it's only possible to persuade somebody of something if you really understand them. You need to know what questions they've got, what challenges they're facing, and what objections they might have to acting. You need to understand what they care about and what motivates them, and that means you need to do some user research. But where do you start when it comes to user research if you've really never done anything like that before? Well, there are two types of research available to you. These are qualitative and quantitative. Quantitative research focuses on analysing data to better understand user behaviour, while qualitative, on the other hand, is about interacting directly with users and having in-depth conversations with them. So, let's look first at quantitative research. When it comes to this kind of research, a good place to start is by looking at your web analytics. What pages users are looking at and what questions those pages answer. That'll give you an indication of what users actually care about. Also, pay attention to the search terms people enter into your website. These search terms give you a clear indication of what users want to know. Another useful technique when it comes to this kind of research is to run a survey. Asking users to share pertinent information about themselves will help you build up a better picture of who they are. Information such as what questions they have, what pain points they might be experiencing, and what their ultimate goal is, as well as some basic information about themselves as well. Social media also gives us another rich source of insights into our users. By looking at those who follow you on social media, you can build up a detailed picture of who they are and what they want. But although quantitative research is very useful, you can only take it so far. Having data that defines our users is one thing, but meeting with them is quite another. It's only when you start personally talking to users that you truly, if we're honest, begin to understand them. Neither should this be a one-off experience. It's generally accepted that people involved in a project should be meeting with their target audience a minimum of 2 hours every 6 weeks. These sessions can eventually be focused primarily on usability testing. However, when we first start to engage with users, we should really be focusing on understanding them better. In particular, attempt to understand what questions or tasks users want to complete on your website, how they feel during these interactions, especially not just with your website, but with your product and service generally, and what influences their decision-making process, what pain points they're hoping that your company will be able to help them with, and finally, what their ultimate goal is. Even this basic information can help us create what's called an empathy map of our target audience. An empathy map is similar in many ways to a persona, but with a particular focus on what questions a user has. Of course, the downside of an empathy map is that it's a single snapshot in time. In truth, the user feels different at different points within their experience and also has different questions. That's why it's often beneficial to create a customer journey map. A customer journey map will outline the various stages that the user passes through in their interaction with your company and identify key information that they want at each step of the way. So before you dive into my course on persuasive design, I'd first encourage you to get to really know your users. Spend some time with them and build up some data about them as well. And maybe turn that into a customer journey map or an empathy map. Once you've done this, you'll find it much easier to persuade your users to take action.